The people of Rajadera village in India's eastern state of Jharkhand sing songs praising nature. They belong to the Orao tribe and are some of the more than 50 million indigenous people of central and eastern India known as Adivasis. Anthropologists say Adivasis are the country's first inhabitants and their beliefs predate all religions in India.
First we worship Mother Earth, second is forest and the sun is God. Our rituals are about worshipping these gods for safety and prosperity. We are only worshippers of nature and our god does not have any shape or size.
Like many Adivasis, members of the Orao tribe are followers of a distinct religion called Sarna, while millions of indigenous people have been converted to Christianity or Hinduism by missionaries in the past 150 years, millions of others don't identify with the six religions on the Indian census: Hinduism, Islam, Christianity, Sikhism, Buddhism, and Jainism. Adivasis began their campaign for recognition of their religion after the Indian government, led by the Bharatiya Janata Party or BJP, decided to drop the other religions and persuasions option from the next census.
With more than 7 million Adivasis, Jharkhand has one of India's biggest populations of indigenous people. Politicians here passed a resolution last year saying the state recognizes the distinct tribal religion called Sarna. They're asking the central government to do the same.
But the BJP ideological wing, the Hindu nationalist organization, the RSS, has been holding outreach programs trying to convince Adivasis they're Hindus.
The BJP and RSS believe that since Adivasis are nature worshippers, even in Hinduism we believe that you can be an atheist. We too worship rivers, the sun, mountains and even trees. So brothers, you do the same too. So we believe they are Hindus. But if they say they are not Hindus, the BJP has no problem with that.
Adivasis say the government wants to force them to choose the Hindu option for political reasons.
The BJP is conspiring to include tribal people amongst Hindus so that it can use them as a voting bank. The demand for the inclusion of a separate religion is genuine and the Indian government should do it.
Followers of tribal religions say they have withstood pressure to convert to Christianity or Hinduism and will continue to do so. They say they'll refuse to take part in the next census if the government refuses to acknowledge them. Elizabeth Puranam, Al Jazeera, Jharkhand, Eastern India.